that I'm going to do this. But here goes. The New York Times caught my attention with a headline yesterday. Who's a better writer, AI or humans? Take our quiz. Artificial intelligence is already being used to write romance novels, academic papers, and software applications. But how does AI stack up against some of the world's best human writers? That's what they were asking. Skeptics have argued that AI can never be truly creative because it lacks the kind of worldly experiences humans have, but several recent studies have suggested that in blind tests, many readers prefer AI-generated writing to human-authored works. In this quiz, Jordan, you ready?
Let's hear it.
All right. In this quiz, you'll read five writing samples representing a range of styles and genres. We asked AI to choose an existing piece of strong writing and then craft its own version using its own voice. For each pair, you choose the sample you like better, and we'll show you how many other readers agreed with you, and at the end of the quiz, how your preferences broke down. You ready?
Let's hear it.
All right. This is a very discouraging quiz, I'll tell you in advance.
Okay,
you ready? In the genre literary fiction, I'm going to read a passage and then a second passage, and I want you to tell me which one was AI.
Okay.
All right. Passage one. The boy asked his grandfather why the old church has no roof. The old man said, weather and time and indifference. The boy asked if someone could fix it. The grandfather said yes, but no one would. Things were built and things fell down, and mostly people just stepped over the rubble on their way to somewhere else. That's the first one. Passage two. It makes no difference what men think of war, said the judge. War endures. As well ask men what they think of stone. War was always here. Before man was, war waited for him. The ultimate trade awaiting its ultimate practitioner. That is the way it was and will be. Which one's AI?
I got to go with the first one being AI.
The first one was AI? I'm sorry. That's actually not the question I want.
Okay.
I botched this already. Which one do you like better?
I like the second one better.
You like the second one better. Okay. The second one was human.
Yeah.
The first one was AI. I picked the first one. It was Claude.
Yeah.
Claude wrote that one.
It sounded like Claude.
That was
66%
liked that one best. 34% liked the human one better.
Okay.
So you're in the minority.
Okay. All right.
Okay. First time in your life, white man. How's it feel?
Oh, it's different.
All right. Second category, fantasy. I botched this because you're trying too hard to figure out which one's AI. I just want to know which one you like better.
Okay.
Okay. Passage one. You must not change one thing, one pebble, one grain of sand, until you know what good and evil will follow on that act. The world is in balance, in equilibrium. A wizard's power of changing and summoning can shake the balance of the world. It is dangerous, that power. It must follow knowledge and serve need. To light a candle is to cast a shadow. That's passage one. Passage two. The healers teach that every remedy extracts its cost. A fever brought down will rise again somewhere. A wound closed by magic leaves its scar on the world, invisible but present. This is why the wise hesitate, not from cruelty, but from understanding that interference ripples outward in ways we cannot trace. To cure a blight may curse a harvest three valleys over. Power is not the difficult thing. Restraint is the difficult thing. Which one do you like better, one or two?
I mean to say I like one better. It's got more of a with power comes great responsibility Spider-Man vibe to it. So okay, I'm going to go one.
It's actually Ursa K. Le Guin in Wizard of Earth. She's a famous Christian science fiction writer. And 46% agreed with you. And, of course, that's the human.
Yeah, okay.
54% said the other one. I managed to prefer the human in that one, too. Lucky for me. All right. Third passage pair. You ready? You're doing well. So far, you've liked the humans best, which presumably is good.
I don't trust the T-200s, all right?
I don't either. It's 2000, but anyway.
2000. I'm downgrading them.
I love
them.
You so much.
I'm downgrading them so they're not as scary.
Science writing. It's passage number one. Science is not only compatible with spirituality, it is a profound source of spirituality. When we recognize our place in an immensity of light years and in the passage of ages, when we grasp the intricacy, beauty, and subtlety of life, then that soaring feeling, that sense of elation and humility combined is purely spiritual. Passage two, there is something astonishing in the fact that we are made of matter forged in dying stars, that the calcium in our bones was created in stellar furnaces billions of years before Earth existed. The universe is not indifferent to us. We're made of it, continuous with it. To understand this is not to feel small. It is to feel implicated in something vast. Which one do you like better, one or two?
I got to go with one again.
Interesting. You've been very consistent liking the humans better.
Yeah.
Carl Sagan wrote that, The Demon-Haunted World. I liked number two better. I guess it was the specifics of referring to the calcium in foreign stars that I like the best. Let's do traffic on the fives, and I'll give you one more when we come back.
My real name's actually John Connor, by the way, so that might explain a lot.
You're the grandfather of the revolution. Yeah. Outstanding.
Let's see. We've got slowdowns on both bridges crossing over into Pensacola from Santa Rosa County. So if you're heading Highway 90 over Escambia River into Pensacola, we've got a wreck there that's causing some backups. If you're heading westbound on I-10 into Pensacola, we've got a wreck there that's causing some backups. So both of those bridges are going to be slowed. So if you wanted to get into Pensacola from Santa Rosa County, Gulf Breeze, 3 mile bridge actually flowing pretty smoothly right now, so that should be your best bet. If you see anything else, you can let us know. 850-437-1620. I'm Jordan with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jordan. All right, there's actually five, but I'm only gonna do one more because then I actually have a different thing we're gonna get to. Or do you want to do all five? When we were here, we're three in. Let's do all five.
Okay,
number four. You're 3 for 3 so far. That's pretty good. You're better than the U.S. playing against Italy last night. I cannot believe we lost to Italy.
Call me DeRosa.
And lost bad. Yeah. Like, we're down 8-0 at one point. That means we might not advance because, Mexico's got to either lose or score fewer than 4 runs. Is that right?
Yeah, if they win
5 or something more, it's over. We're out. How is that even... Okay.
Pitching.
Whatever. Just moving along.
Bad pitching. Yeah.
It's almost like in baseball, you need pitching. All right. Pass is historical fiction. Which one do you like better?
Okay.
A letter can be read many ways, and he had learned to write in all of them at once. The surface meaning for anyone who might intercept it, the true meaning for the recipient who knew what to look for, and a third meaning hidden from even himself. Ambiguity was not his weakness. It was survival. A man who spoke plainly was a man who would not speak for long. Second passage. It is wise to conceal the past, even if there is nothing to conceal. A man's power is in the half-light, in the half-seen movements of his hand, and the unguessed-at expression of his face. It is the absence of facts that frightens people, the gap you open into which they pour their fears, fantasies, and desires. Which one do you like better?
I feel like I'm about to break my streak. I like the second one better.
Yeah, that was the human! Yeah. 4 for 4!
Oh, okay.
Look at you.
All right.
I actually like the first one better personally, which made me still hate myself. 48%, a real close call.
Okay.
So 48-52. Yeah. All right, last one. This is in the poetry category. Do you like poetry?
Yeah, it's all right.
That's a no. Okay.
To each their own.
You like music?
I like Dr. Seuss.
Oh, nicely done. All right. Tweedlebee's battle in a bottle in a puddle.
Yeah.
Okay. Music is poetry. You like music.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Passage one. I caught a tremendous fish and held him beside the boat half out of the water with my hook fast in a corner of his mouth. He didn't fight. He hadn't fought at all. He hung a grunting weight, battered and venerable and homely. Here and there, his brown skin hung in strips like ancient wallpaper. And then number two, passage two, we found the owl at the edge of the north field, one wing extended as if still reaching for flight. Its eyes were closed. The feathers at its breast were the color of wet bark, and beneath them you could feel the hollow bones. She asked if we should bury it. I said yes. We dug a small hole near the fence post. The ground was cold and giving. Which one do you like better?
It's dark, but I got to go with the one about the owl.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You picked number two?
Yeah.
AI.
Okay.
But I was the same. I was very, I didn't like either of them particularly. Yeah. I liked the fish one, how it started. I didn't like the brown skin hung in the part, but that one was a human, Elizabeth Bishop in 1946. 49% liked that one, 51% liked, and they're all written by Claude.
Okay.
Okay.
If it helps, I'm like the AI person in my family to where like everybody sends me, is this AI?
No, that's not the issue for me.
Oh, okay.
The issue for me is AI is as bad as it's ever going to be.
Right.
It's only getting better.
Yeah.
And the AI is now so good that it's competitive with published human professional writing.
Yeah.
That's creative, innovative, flair for language, provocative. Mother of bleep. See, and I don't think I have the time to get into this right now. I'm so interested in this subject, and I want to know what you think. I'll give you the brief version. We might have to come back to this later.
Okay.
Maybe a different day. I had an experience recently where I made a post on Facebook that was, like I often do, kind of thoughtful and insightful and philosophical and meant to make you think, but took a position of a sort. And somebody posted a response that was really good. Too good.
Ah.
too thoughtful,
mm-hmm.
too well-reasoned, even though it was wrong, because I knew as a human who knows things that it was wrong. As a teacher who taught for 10 years and you learn how to spot cheating,
yeah.
one
yeah.
of the great yeah. evidences of cheating is you did it too good. You're like, it's not good as well. I know, exactly. But for a person who comes in and can barely ask a question in class and then they deliver flawless grammar, fluency, poignancy,
mm-hmm.
you'd think, nope, you got that from an archive or you plagiarized it or something. Well, and the more I looked at it, the more I'm like, oh, this is absolutely AI. Now, and here's what happened. My first instinct was to respond and to engage and to argue. And then I'm like, oh, hell no. I am not arguing against a machine when this person is just going to AI and saying, how would you respond to Andrew? How would you respond? And I lit him up. I was livid. And I don't remember. I have it captured. I don't remember what I said offhand. But I basically said, I would have sworn if I was in the habit of swearing on social media.
Right, yeah.
But this is a human space.
Mm-hmm.
Talk with me like a person. Don't outsource your brain to the AI. I'm not fighting with a machine. Come back when you're ready to play by these rules. I mean, I was really stern and because I was angry. And then I told my wife, and she's like, don't you think you said too much? I'm like, no. She said, what are you really upset about, Andrew?
But see,
a good wife does.
I agree with you, though, because I had a similar situation with an ex. We were having an argument. She put in the argument into ChatGPT.
Shut the front
came
door.
Came back with
no.
a solution. I said, I don't want a robot solution. I want you and I to talk this out. And that made the argument worse. But
I think to a lot of folks who use AI right now, and they think, well, this is just what you do. I'm trying yeah. to make it better. I'm writing my vows with the help of AI because they're better at writing them. It's more authentic than if I wrote it.
Honey, I remember the day we met. I looked into your eyes, and the first thought that came in my head was, come with me if you want to live.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, okay. So the question is, am I overreacting? And this is kind of, I don't have enough time to take a lot of calls on this, and I would like to, a lot of texts, 437-1620. AI is threatening the thing that I have invested my life in being good at.
Yeah.
Language, learning, insight, logic, evidence, persuasion, rhetorical flair, comedy, reference points. Everything I have invested my life in getting good at that makes me a good talk show host. And if you think I'm a bad one, you think it's a life not well spent. Okay, but if you think I'm a good one, I spent my whole life being able to do this. AI is now on the verge of being able to do it. It's pretty close. And my wife, she says, oh, so you're like, you know, factory workers and switchboard operators and people who made cars and people who farm, and you're like everybody else. You've invested your life in something that technology is now displacing. Like, you could be on my side.
Teammates.
But this is final thought on this before we take a quick break. I planned it, you know, I told you I play on kickball, adult mm-hmm. kickball league. And we had a referee and umpire who was super militant about the rules. And, you know, he was kept calling us back for foul balls where we would kick past the plate, which none of us knew was a rule. Nobody knew was a rule. And he
right,
was calling
yeah.
it super militant, right? And so we were joking in our chat, group chat about this and how blah, blah, blah. And I said, all right, I'll do something funny. I went to ChatGPT and I said, ChatGPT, make me a picture of Gandalf stopping the Balrog at the bridge in the style of the Lord of the Rings, only he says, you shall not kick past the line, and the person he's saying it to is a kickball player kicking a ball. And in about 30 seconds, it drew me a hilarious, perfect picture, and I posted it, and people laughed. And as I'm having this reaction of the person on Facebook, I'm thinking, I don't think anything of that because I haven't invested my life in becoming an artist.
Right. Yeah.
What does an artist think of what I just did?
I know.
Same.
Yeah.
Right?
I was going to say, I know a few and they're not good.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
You know, what's left of being human, right? So overreaction, appropriate reaction. Let's make social media. I don't want social media to include the machines. I want to talk with the people. Otherwise, I'm not doing it. I mean, like, I almost had if this goes far enough, I'll just shut down my page. I'm not having it. I'm not doing it. But there will come a time when I can't tell the difference. Right?
Yeah. Oh,
and
no,
and
yeah.
I felt bad even with that one because what if I'm wrong? I'm not wrong. 437-1620. Jordan's got traffic on the fives.
Yeah, as far as the roads go right now, we do have those slowdowns. Both bridges coming into Pensacola westbound. So westbound over Highway 90 into Pensacola from Pace. Slowdown because of a wreck. We've also got I-10 westbound because of a wreck coming into Pensacola from Santa Rosa County at the Avalon area. We've got a wreck there that's both causing some issues. So keep an eye out for that. And if you see anything else, you can let us know. 850-437-1620. I'm Jordan with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, so am I just against AI because it's threatening me? And when it threatens, you know, technology threatens other people, it doesn't bother me? Is it just ego? I mean, yeah, fair question. Hey, if you need to have work done on your plumbing, air conditioning, heating, electrical, generator installed or maintained, Peden, they take care of all of that stuff since 1969, doing air conditioning first, but then eventually kind of all of it because it makes sense. Complex systems that require expertise inside your home, they work on that stuff all along the Gulf Coast from Tallahassee in the central time zone all the way to Mobile in the eastern time zone all the way to Mobile in Alabama. Two time zones, two states, all along the Gulf Coast. 100% satisfaction guarantee. Great installation, great products, and of course they stand by it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now, you can beat the annual regulatory price bump with Peden's New Year Old Stock Sale. Take up to $1,500 off remaining 2025 air conditioning systems before they're gone. Call or book online at Peden, PEDEN.com. This is a really good comment. Somebody says, I gotta let this pay off a little bit. One of my favorite Christian artists, Third Days. Fantastic stuff. Somebody says, AI is the Cyrano de Bergerac of the 21st century. Yeah, I mean, you're going to wear the glasses, you're going to have the earbud in, and the AI is going to tell you how to woo the girl, and then, you know, I mean, or win the job, or respond to in the sales environment, or give the political speech, or whatever. Let's see. Don says, AI is a threat to your skill set, like Velveeta is a threat to quality cheese. I mean, I want to believe it. But AI is as bad as it's ever going to be. And if you can't tell the difference or the quality is superior to some published authors, I mean, I want to believe that. AI is a threat. It perverts humans from actually thinking and possibly coming up with solutions to problems. Agreed. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, oil prices may have pulled back from the four-year highs, but the price of gas continuing to creep up. AAA reporting the national average today for a gallon of regular is at $3.57. Locally, I think I saw it last night at $3.40. I didn't pay attention this morning on my way in, but continuing to creep up there.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like the, you know, war in Iran and oil price goes up, so gas prices go up, even though it's a month delay. Then prices go down, or oil prices go down, then gas prices go up. Just, come on. Go on. Sorry. I just, so frustrating, that industry.
And the shooting at Rihanna's house is now a Florida woman story, Andrew. Officials identified the suspect as Ivana Ortiz of Orlando. She's charged with attempted murder and apparently made some strange comments on social media about Rihanna before the shooting.
And didn't she also have some interaction with Billie Eilish or something previously as well? So
I believe so,
there's
yeah.
A theme here. David, thanks so much for the update. All right, so frivolous topic of the day. I've kind of already alluded to this. The USS Nimitz, CVN-68, is on its very last deployment. They just left Washington, and, you know, the ship is going to be headed around the South America. It's part of Southcom for its last deployment. And then it's going to be decommissioned in Norfolk, Virginia. And this got me thinking, and one of my questions of the day is, if you ever served on the Nimitz, let us know and let me know when and what you did. It's also on my Facebook page if you want to go there to type it in instead of texting me. But then we got to talking about how the reason I love naval aviation and the reason I know the Nimitz is, A, because I built a model, a monogram model. I still have that model at home. It's okay. My son learned how to make models better than I did, and he's like AI. And now, now all my models are okay. And his are fantastic. Anyway, the other way that I know the Nimitz is from the movie Final Countdown, because it's the central, I mean, it's the primary set, if you will, for the plot of the movie, one of the best time travel movies ever and a great naval aviation movie, and fell in love with the F-14 Tomcat before Top Gun came out. It was 4 years prior. So, but that led me to my question of the day, which is, I'm just a long narrative. My question of the day is this: what's your favorite time travel movie? 437-1620, 437-1620. There are lots of answers in the category. You can feel free to go with a standard. You can feel free to go with something exotic, you know, whatever the case may be. I think in this case, I love science fiction movies. I mean, I love science fiction. I love movies. I love time travel as a concept. I love all of it. So for me to pick, it's very hard to do. But yes, when it comes to this category, definitely the Final Countdown is one of my very favorites.
Alert one, this is Eagle One.
What have you got? Two Japanese Zeros, sir.
Two what?
Two trophy class Mitsubishi A6Ms in original condition, complete with all markings. I mean, they look brand new, sir.
On December 6, 1941, the premise of the movie, of course, is that they show up at Pearl Harbor right beforehand. And what are they going to do with a modern aircraft carrier against the Japanese fleet full of, you know, paper mache dolls by comparison, basically.
Right, yeah.
So, all right. So, Jordan, 437-1620. By the way, if I forget to say it later, you have been doing a great job today.
I appreciate that. Thank
Love
you.
Having you on the show.
Been having fun, yeah.
I hope John feels better and he's back tomorrow. And I know it's kind of inconvenient for you, but still, I appreciate you coming in.
Yeah,
super.
So, yeah, I've been having fun.
Do you have a particular favorite for time travel movies?
Well, obviously, Back to the Future is definitely a good one, but I'm going to throw this one out there.
Hello? Anybody home? Hey, think with fly.
I'm going to throw this one out there, and I don't know if you consider it a time travel. What about Frequency?
Okay, no, definitely.
Okay, all right.
Well, because that's sending the radio wave back to inform the past about
right.
the future,
okay.
which is a great premise. I definitely consider that a time travel movie, for sure.
We'll go with that one just to be outside the box.
I don't have a clip for Frequency, but it's a great movie, nonetheless. So, lacking that...
Hey, Doc, are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
He did indeed. All right, Jordan, your text, 437-1620. What's your favorite time travel movie? 437-1620. Jordan has traffic on the fives.
Right now, traffic is looking pretty good for the most part, unless you're Highway 90 coming across the Escambia River and the Simpson River into Pensacola from Pace. Then you're going to be having some issues as you're coming into Pensacola. So keep an eye out for that. And if you see anything else, you can let us know. 850-437-1620. This Traffic on the Fives brought to you by Florida West EDA. Did you know Florida West focuses on attracting and expanding businesses that create jobs, increase wages, and strengthen the Escambia County's economy? It's Florida West EDA. I'm Jordan with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right. Thanks so much, Jordan. Appreciate it. 437-1620, 437-1620. Got another vote for Final Countdown.
You're saying that these are both photographs of Pearl Harbor on December the 6th, 1941?
Hmm? Yes, they are. Yes, Mr. Lasky, yes. All right, so Final Countdown gets another vote. I am sure we're going to get a lot of votes for...
Great Scott!
Back to the Future, of course. So Back to the Future, the original Time Machine from the 50s. Oh, that is a good one. And actually, the Time yeah. Machine's been done several times. The classic H.G. Wells movie. I think I don't... Do I have from that one? I had something that I grabbed from the relevant. Okay, here we go.
More. As a brother... If that machine can do what you say it can, destroy it. Destroy it, George, before it destroys you.
Of course, that movie is so great about the future of humanity, the yeah. Eloi and the Morlocks. And, of course, we're kind of looking down the barrel of becoming the Eloi as the AI is going to run the world. So why not just sit by the banks of the river and not worry too much if they need to come carve us up for food once in a while? Let's see. Somebody here says, oh, and I don't have any clips from this. This is on my list of, like, movies to watch to grab audio from. Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home. That's the whales one. That's the, you know... Scotty's talking to the computer, and it won't. He's got to text his keyboard and, you know, transparent aluminum and all that. But yeah, because they go back in time to return the whales to the future so they can talk to the alien ship so they don't destroy the planet. That's a great time travel movie built on, you know, the slingshot around the sun. Looper, that's a fairly yeah. recent one. Bruce Willis and yeah. Who's the kid? I can't.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Thank you, thank yeah. you. And very good movie. You know, don't shoot yourself. Well, do and get paid in gold. Interstellar, another very, very relatively recent one. There have been somewhere in the order of 50 or so, maybe, time travel movies that are yeah. really good. Sometimes people try to include in time travel movies ones that I think are not here. Somebody's actually texted this in 437-1620. This I do not think is actually a time travel movie.
Brando's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
Idiocracy is a fell asleep for a long time movie.
Okay.
Because if you're going to include, you know, like hypersleep or whatever, you know, cryosleep, then you're in, like, you know, Aliens becomes a time travel movie. And anything where people go to sleep and come back later becomes a time travel movie. And I just don't think, you know, I don't think Idiocracy qualifies in that way. Planet of the Apes, not to ruin it. I mean,
yeah,
it's kind of the same. It is.
Yeah.
But really, they just fell asleep, and then their spaceship came back to Earth, and, you know, a lot later that they didn't realize it was Earth. So I'm gonna put an asterisk.
See, I always thought Planet of the Apes was like alternate universe more so than time travel.
Really?
Yeah, well, yeah, because it's like a different Earth where...
It's not a different Earth, well, Jordan.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying. It's like down there...
It's the same, yeah, Earth.
Yeah, but it's like... Different is what I mean.
4, 3, 7, 16, 20. That's why it's so ominous.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Stargate. Was Stargate a time travel movie? I don't think Stargate is a time travel. I'm trying to think. They go. Don't they go? It's to a different planet. They don't go to their. Oh, I have to. I don't remember. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is. Final Countdown. Time After Time is a nice film. Somebody says Star Trek Voyage Home. Agreed. Idiocracy. Oh, Deja Vu is a really good time travel movie.
Yeah.
That's the Denzel Washington one where he's investigating with the ferry explosion, the terrorist bomb. That's
right.
That's a really...
Val Kilmer's in it like 5 minutes.
Yeah. I respect a time travel movie that's tight. Like, it doesn't have a lot of loose ends, a lot of things that don't make sense and don't add up. If you take the premise seriously, it is. That's, you're right. Deja Vu is a very good time travel movie. Star Trek IV, Philadelphia Experiment. Okay, I feel embarrassed. And by the way, first time texter, so I'd love to hear from you for the first time. I don't know the Philadelphia Experiment, and I feel bad for not knowing. I know it's a movie I should know, and I do not know. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Oh, okay, kids are in the car, and they're coming up with slightly more... current versions.
He used the stones to destroy the stones.
Avengers Endgame is a time travel movie.
Time travel!
Definitely a time travel movie. Doctor Who. Oh, okay. All right. If we're going to include TV shows, fair enough. Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve. Yeah, and it's a very romantic. You're right. And, you know, that you're right. The 2002 version of The Time Machine. Planet of the Apes. Peggy Sue Got Married. Oh, Peggy Sue Got Married. That's a good one. Scrooged. Oh, you know, so... all of the Christmas Carol theme, all of the It's a Wonderful Life, those are more like metaphysical, they're like metaphysical epiphany movies. They're sort of time look, not time change movies. But you're in the vicinity. I like that. It's a good alternative. Somebody says, does The Wizard of Oz count? I mean, no, she was asleep. I mean, it's not a time travel movie. That's just, you know, have a good dream. Or was it? Now, I have not seen this one. 11-22-63 is a movie with James Franco, and I believe it's about the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And I just saw that on one of the lists I was looking
at. It is, and it's on Netflix. So it's actually really good.
Very good. Somebody says Titanic, a classic example of a film utilizing extensive, long-running flashback scenes to frame the narrative. Okay. I'm not sure but there's no time travel in it, right? There's no people going back or forward in time, but it is a time reminiscent movie, certainly. Yeah, I love that about it. I guess you could call, my brain, I feel stupid. What's the Stanley Kubrick film, the Jack Nicholson horror film?
The Shining?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Shining is a time travel movie, or is it? What is that movie exactly? Outlander, Back to the Future, Land of the Lost. Somebody says this one, it's a good suggestion. I don't think it is a time travel movie, though.
Will you be checking out today, Mr. Connors?
Chance of departure today, 100%.
It's Groundhog Day is a time repetition movie,
okay,
but he doesn't go back or forward.
Right.
He just keeps looping again and again and again the same day. I hate to be so nitpicky about all this, or just, you know, to be me, because that's who I am. Man in the High Castle. Oh, interesting suggestion. Yeah, that's great. Let's see. I had also on my list Men in Black, Hot Tub Time Machine.
I mean, completely forgot about that one, but yeah.
It's literally in the title.
It must be some kind of hot tub time machine.
I love the fourth wall break there when he says that. Yeah.
Donnie Darko, Primer. Oh, 12 Monkeys is another good one.
Okay.
You know what nobody has said yet, and I feel kind of sad and also a little old at the same time.
It's your mom, dude.
Nobody's said.
Bill and Ted.
Yeah. Sorry. Time Bandits. Harry Potter has some time travel in parts of it, right?
Yeah.
Tenet is a time travel. It's a time movement movie. I mean, the technology allows you to move through time. Fly to the Navigator. You know, there's a lot, but you guys did a great job. Excellent. Lots of participation. I love it. So, yeah. Now we'll just come back and talking about... I don't know. Why is it talking about the Nimitz? You know, this is weird. I have never been on an aircraft carrier, and yet talking about the Nimitz being decommissioned makes me super sad.
Yeah?
It does. It's the... It's only 4 years older than I am, and I'm not decommissioning anytime soon.
Well, if AI says anything.
Oh, stop. No, but I do think about all the people, all you guys who listen, you know, and you were on the Nimitz at one point or another, and you did work on it, and, you know, you flew off it, or you maintained on it, or you cooked on it, or whatever, and, you know, that's an end of an era for that, the first of its name, you know, the namesake class. 855 here on News Radio 92.3. Jordan's got traffic on the fives.
Yeah, roads are looking pretty good right now. Unless you're on Highway 90 trying to get into Pensacola, then it's going to be a little bit of an issue for you. But if you do see anything else, you want to let us know, 850-437-1620. I'm Jordan with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jordan. If you have a child that is struggling at math, or I don't even does okay, but you want them to do better or they want to do better, you know, what happens a lot of times is math is a cumulative building project where if you don't get a skill at the right point in your development, it never really fixes itself. But if you go and fix that skill and acquire it and the tool in your backpack, so to speak, then you can prosper. And a lot of times it's just how you grasp a concept or how you manipulate a concept or just the right kind of practice in a way you understand that makes it click. That's what Mathnasium does. I love this program. I am a big believer in the importance of math, and two of my best friends actually own the Mathnasium. My son worked there for a year. They do fabulous work with children, helping them. 90% of students seeing improvement in grades, 93% of parents report an improved attitude, 94% saying improvement in their math skills. It's also great for parents because a lot of times you feel like, I don't know how to help my kid. They learn it differently. Exactly. Go to Mathnasium and get the free assessment. Completely free, just to find out what you're dealing with, and then you decide what to do from there. It's a Mathnasium is located next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport.
As a small,
oh man, I'm still getting texts and people suggesting like Time Cop, which is a great movie, or Field of Dreams. That's an interesting one. I hadn't thought about that as a time travel movie, but I guess it sort of is for the characters off screen. They're time traveling, right? One thing, just a note, I had it wrong. I was thinking that the Nimitz was commissioned in 67. It was ordered in 67. It didn't get commissioned until 75, so it's actually 50 as it is has embarked upon its final mission. It's, going to be out to sea for a couple of months, and then it's going to decommission in in Virginia, Norfolk. 437-1620, 437-1620. Jordan has been sitting in all day for John Pickens, who's been out. Jordan, do you eat bugs? You go for the bug meat burger?
Not usually.
Would you eat it with knowing that it's bug meat?
Probably not. No.
So the big bet in agriculture has been over the last few years that bug meat is going to feed us all, right? It's going to be fantastic. And once you get used to the taste, which flavorings and whatnot, you don't know it's not a meat burger. It's a bug meat burger. And they've been banking on this and investing in it and all this. It turns out two problems. Well, people in wealthy countries don't really want to eat insects.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Problem number one, no grasshopper for me. And then second, raising them in small amounts is fine, but raising them at scale is too pricey to compete with soy and fish meal for livestock feed. And so the actual marketplace of about 20 major insect farming startups, nearly a quarter have folded, including ones that are like multiple hundreds of millions of dollars have been bet on this as a future industry. And then it's not working out for them, which doesn't make me so sad.
No, not at all.
Stream us at NewsRadio 92.